Tonight, expect a low 57. Thursday, partly sunny and breezy, high 79.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
Welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Yes, I am so easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And thanks for joining us. Do not turn that dial. We have such a great show for you today. And I don't know, we might have some giveaways, maybe.
Oh.
Kind of.
Surprise, surprise.
I know it's not the first, but you know. I get antsy. It's like, come on, we got to get
the
one thing away.
Up. Yeah.
You know, so, but what is going on? I have, of course, I love having my co-host, Jim Schmidt from Loan Depot. And our guest today is Kurt Stein from House Scan. I love House Scan. You guys are awesome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes.
Got the A-team here today.
We got the A-team. We got the owner. And I'll tell you, he's tired.
He's been working hard. It's been a long day. Ready for bed.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. You know, people don't realize how much hard work goes into doing a home inspection. And then you're doing them back to back to back. So, and then if the house is not on a slab, then you're crawling underneath the home and then getting cleaned up to go to the next house again. So it's a constant. It's exhausting.
Yeah, it's climbing ladders, getting up in attics, crawl spaces, all the interior spaces, exterior, everything. So
it's kind of like the dog years, right? For is it 1 = 7?
Yes.
When you go into a crawl space, that's like 7 hours.
100% agree.
So you do that for 3 or 4 hours a day. You work a 21-hour day.
Exactly. So we do two a day, usually about 10-hour days.
And if you can imagine, everyone out there, if you could just imagine this, going underneath the house and in the heat of summertime. And today was a little bit cooler, but yesterday not so much. So we haven't quite gotten into this fall, weather consistently. So it still gets hot for you.
Yeah. Well, it's the brutal part of an inspection is the attic. So either the summer, sometimes they're 140, 150 degrees up there.
Ouch.
The crawl spaces, they're not too bad, and they're just dirty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it's down by the dirt.
They're just critters.
It can be cool and
exactly.
Stuff like
critters,
that.
The occasional snake, bunch of roaches. Yeah. But for the most part, the attics are the worst part of the inspection. You come out just absolutely drenched during the summertime.
Oh, I put my spreader up there. It takes me, about 30 seconds, and I'm ready to die.
Exactly.
Putting the spreader up there.
It honestly is pretty dangerous.
You guys are almost cable TV installers. That's where they usually install some of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, I just heard recently that there's a lot of cable companies that aren't even allowing their installers to go up in an attic over a certain temperature.
Temperature.
So. Takes one person passing out or whatever, and then they get a lawsuit or HR issues.
Yeah, because it's not like I'm going to go up there and save them.
No.
You know, trying to crawl up there. If one of them gets hurt, you're trying to get up there to help them. That could be very difficult.
Oh, yeah. And with, you know, all jokes aside, people die every year going up in an attic. So,
yes.
It does happen.
Not funny.
It does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, yes, I could tell that you're a little exhausted today, but we're happy to have you.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. And, of course, we're going to be talking all things real estate today. And but our main topic is, and that's why I have Kurt here, is because I want to know what can homeowners do. You know, we always try to prep our houses. We prep the inside so it smells good. We know all that kind of stuff. But what can we do prior to putting our homes on the market that can save the seller some money and also, obviously, the buyer? But it'll save the seller some money before the home is inspected. So what little things can we do to help prep the house? You know, for me, I like to go through and I like to check all my soffits myself and, you know, and, you know, kind of like that. I try to be the WDO person to see if there's obvious stuff that I need to, you know, to maybe treat the wood, or when I say treat the wood, I mean, you know, like replace a piece of wood and whatnot to, you know, to make it look flush and new again, and take out all that dry rot, because you can get dry rot for a lot of reasons. And for us, it's usually the weather more than it is because of critters. So that's kind of our topic today. So we want to know, you know, what are some of shortcuts that you guys take? You know, last week we talked about, you know, home remedies of you know, how to save money with cleaning products. And because those are so darn expensive. I swear I hate spending money on it. You know, it's like when I do and I know I have to, you know, replenish everything.
It's always at the grocery store, which is then even more expensive.
Yeah. So you want to go like to Walmart.
Yeah.
That or Target even. To get those cleaning products. But there's so many things that we talked about last week. And you can go to my Facebook page, Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. And some of the tips are on there on how to save money. And so we want you to call in today and give us your tips of maybe some of the things that you think as a buyer or a seller that need to be, looked at. You know, a lot of people will say, because this irritates me, because caulking is so cheap.
Right.
It is so cheap. Mm-hmm. And there's always going to be a little bit of mold, you know, because it's a shower. It's a shower. So, and you may have lived in the house a little bit. You know, for less than $10, you can get a tube and do your kitchen and bathrooms, and they'll look brand new again. Mm-hmm. So a lot of these little things, which will obviously save the seller and the money, but it's also makes your house more marketable.
Presentable, yeah.
Yes. So we want to hear your little secrets, and we want you to call in at 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. And we will probably do a giveaway sometime this hour. But I tell you what's new in the news? Well, unemployment rate in Florida continues to drop. That's what's in the news today. And surprisingly, we just keep getting companies in here and... You know, which is fantastic. So, Ron DeSantis is really, you know, he had an article in the paper stating how lucky we are, you know, that people do come here for new jobs here in Florida. And so, this always helps our market in real estate because people obviously get jobs and then all of a sudden, you know, they're looking for a home or their first home or maybe just getting back into you know, upgrading perhaps. And then that gives business to Jim Schmidt at Loan Depot. And then since it gives business to me, it gives business to you.
Yeah, kind of goes full circle.
As a home inspector. Mm-hmm. And so I always love to see that unemployment rate continues to drop and people are finding employment. I always post them too on my Rapid Fire Real Estate page. Delta was looking for a whole bunch of employees. I think it was Delta. It's on my page. So I'm always, you know, when I see that somebody's looking for, you know, people, you will see it on my Facebook page because if anybody who's looking, we want to get them employed. It's always.
It's a good thing. Keep that economy going.
It keeps it going. And when we come back, we're going to find out what are the top ranked best cities to retire in the United States.
Mm.
Because all those people getting jobs, we all look at the big carrot at the end.
Absolutely.
Where can I go? Where can I save money?
And, I think I might know one.
I think I know a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, imagine that.
Yes.
And we have Rich standing by on the line. He wants to find out more about those tips.
Oh, awesome. Okay,
cool.
Awesome.
Rich will be on the line when we get back here on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Jim's here. We've got the whole gang today, the A-list. That's right. So come on back right here. Give us a call, too, at 831-0600. The line is open.
Congratulations. You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, loan consultant from Loan Depot. As our nation's largest non-bank retail mortgage company, we continue to share our excitement and appreciation to serve our local community right here in Jacksonville. By combining our innovative, industry-leading digital solutions along with the best-in-class processing, this drives us to a better consumer experience. So whether you need 100% financing through VA or USDA loans, conventional loan products, first-time home buyer and down payment assistance, or renovation financing, myself and my local team have all of your lending needs covered. Call me today at 703-6162. Once again, 703-6162.
NMLS number 213362.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And we've got Rich on the line. Rich, you got some tips for us?
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Hey, you Rich. Were mentioning about talking. And can you hear me?
I can. Yes.
Okay. Sorry. It just so happens that I was doing some caulking removal yesterday, and I did some little research on Google, and they suggested getting an all-in-one painter's tool, which came out pretty handy. And there's a solvent that you could spray on the caulking also to soften it.
Oh, really? So, I did not know that.
Yeah, you can get it at you know, the typical Home Depot or Lowe's stores, and you spray that on, you let it sit, and then it takes some elbow grease, but you can get it off. It came out pretty good, actually, but it took a couple hours. Anyway, so that's good. I want to mention something else about home inspections. We bought a home recently. We had it inspected, and then after that, you know, we've owned the home for about a year now or so. We wanted to add some electrical work to add some, some power to my garage and things like that. And the electrician noted that the breaker panel was not to code, and also the meter location was not to code. There was actually a stairway in front of the electrical meter with railings that blocked the meter. And he said, that's not code. If we do any work here, we're going to have to move the panel, move the meter and move the panel. So it was a lot more, costly than it would have been if that was all already done to code.
Well,
right. Or if it was brought up, perhaps. Yeah. It's hard. It's hard for me to play, to go back without looking at it. But
it's interesting that the inspector missed that kind of stuff, that didn't point it out when we bought it, you know.
Is that normal?
Well, so if I can add in from the home inspector point of view, so there's no home inspectors that inspect to code. So nowadays, you know, depending on when the house was built, code was completely different than it is today. So
right.
It's really tough to kind of go back to that inspector and say, hey, you missed this, when it was perfectly fine whenever that house was built.
Right.
What inspectors mainly look out for is functional and safety deficiencies. So I don't know if anybody's really, you know, I think the more experienced inspectors and the inspectors that have been through hundreds or thousands of inspections, they've probably been through scenarios like that and where they can properly advise their client. But as far as the standards for what an inspector should report on, I don't know if that would be one of them, because code versus what turns up during a home inspection, they're rather different.
So. Interesting.
Okay.
So, well, there you go.
Yeah, one example of that is like GFCI circuits. So that's one that always comes up.
Right.
Inspectors always recommend that you upgrade and that you put GFCI circuits in around wet locations, bathrooms, kitchens. But as far as code goes, when that house was built, it was likely fine.
Yeah, so you guys might make recommendations, but you would not put down that it's not to code.
Correct, correct.
I got a similar question if you got a minute.
Sure.
So with GFCI, my stepson just bought a house, and his house is kind of old and does not have grounded receptacles.
Okay.
So it was recommended that he replace all the receptacles with GFCI receptacles. And I was curious how that helps with the grounding if it already, you know, it doesn't have a third wire going to those receptacles.
Yeah, so this is a pretty complex topic. But what I'll say there is you have two, if you want to protect the outlets like they do with modern day code, you basically have two options there. You can either rewire the system to add that ground wire in, or you can install GFCI outlets. And that's generally the cheaper, easier route. And GFCI outlets, if they sense any electricity going outside of the circuit, like a fault, a ground fault, then it shuts down within a millisecond. So they're extremely safe. And if you replace outlets with, or if you, instead of rewiring, if you replace them with GFCI, that's a great option.
So because his weren't grounded, by adding those, it almost is grounding it and protecting it.
Yeah, it's not necessarily grounded, but it's protecting it from any faults or, you know, any electricity getting outside
the circuit. Well, thank you, Rich, for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Rich.
Okay, thank you.
And so where do you think are the places to retire? I could tell you that for all my West Coast friends that listen, there's not one place
not
on the
so
West
much.
Coast.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I find.
I'm going with Fort Myers.
Kind of funny.
I'm going with Fort Myers.
You could retire, though, in California if you have lots of money.
Cha-ching, yeah. Lots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot more than that, though.
But, I mean, it's a little nuts there, isn't
a
it?
A lot of my money. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice place to visit.
It's a great place to visit. And I enjoyed growing up there. But,
of course, it was a different California, wasn't it?
It was a different California, but even though I just didn't know anything different until I started, traveling. And then once you start traveling, your eyes open up and you're going, "Hey, this is so much nicer over here, and cheaper." Yes, Fort Myers, you got it right. Cha-ching, right there.
All right.
Fort Myers is number one place.
Does it give like the median price ranges on that?
It does not. It just says gives you the top places to retire. And Fort Myers is number one.
It's above Jacksonville.
Number two would be Sarasota.
And this is based on more than financial, though. This is based on different parameters, right?
Correct. It's based on probably a lot of things. It's based on taxes, housing affordability, health care.
I wouldn't think the houses in Southwest Florida would be less expensive than in Northeast Florida in general.
Sarasota's not cheap.
Sarasota especially.
Yeah. Fort Myers. That's number two.
Yeah, that's number two.
But it's the overall of housing affordability, health care quality, desirability, retiree taxes, and job market ratings.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's pretty much what it's based on. Now, Port St. Lucie was fifth.
Mm-hmm.
And Jacksonville was sixth.
There it is.
Really?
Well, we're in the running then. But yes. Our taxes might be a little higher here, possibly.
It could be. I don't know. But that's, I mean, I retired here.
So we were sixth in the state?
We are sixth in the U.S.
Sixth in the U.S.?
Wow. Yes.
That's why you're getting a lot of calls.
That is the U.S.
I got to go home and do some more caulking and get my value up more. This is good.
This is the 2020 U.S. News Best Places to Retire Rankings.
Wow.
Top 10 places.
Are the top six all Florida?
No.
The U.S.?
We came out number one, number two, and then five and six.
That's pretty good.
Four out of the top 10, Florida. Wow.
Pretty darn good.
How about that?
That's in Florida. Okay, I see.
Yeah. And, of course...
That's pretty impressive.
I am thrilled to death. You know, I was watching on YouTube this morning the history, because it's the 25th anniversary of our football team, and of how that all came to, you know, the history behind that. It was actually pretty fascinating. And you look at, you know, where the city has gone in the last 25 years.
Right.
And where people back then didn't even fathom that we would ever have an NFL team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, type of thing. And look at how much it's brought to this community.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
It was a really big deal. Mega big deal. As a matter of fact, on Channel 4, they had live coverage from Chicago, I think, where they announced it. And our mayor, Gobbled at the time, he had tears in his eyes on television.
Because he
knew. Yeah. It was his vision, actually, that really kicked this all off, so to speak. And he knew this would be something for the city that you would never forget. So
yes, and if you guys want to see that, what I'm guessing this must have been on the NFL channel. You know how they focus on a player on the NFL channel, which I watch all the time. I think this was on the NFL channel, and so but I watch it on YouTube, and it's called Destiny. I think if you just put in, you know, Jacksonville.
I think I saw it like a year or two ago or something.
Yeah, it was really good. I was fascinated because obviously I didn't live here. But what I find is you know, you look at you know, you can say that almost started it, of this motion forward in all these, and slowly. And it's been gradual, I would think. But, you know, I've lived here for 12 years now. And just in my 12 years, I've seen so much growth here.
Right.
For me, I think it's positive.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people talk about the traffic, but it still doesn't add up to anything.
There's nothing,
you know,
there.
We're a long way from that. A long way from that.
Yeah, but you were in L.A.
Yeah, it's just, we're a long way from that disaster.
Well, except for that actual bubble burst in 07, 08, it'd almost be neat to see what the city would have exploded to had we not even gone through that unfortunate incident.
Correct.
Because, I mean, it really was blown up.
But I know that for myself, you know, when I was looking at places to live, this was this was the number one place that we were considering for a lot of reasons. And a lot of it was because of the taxes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nothing like getting a 40% raise if you move to the other coast. So,
that's not bad.
Yeah, it was great on my retirement. So
bye-bye, LA.
I'm a happy camper.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The only thing you lost was that low humidity.
Yeah, and the fires.
And the fires. Earthquakes.
Earthquakes.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Mudslides.
Mudslides.
All those advantages.
Smog.
Yeah.
Traffic.
All the crazies.
Go on.
Bad anger. Attitude.
Yes. Well, thank you for listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate. We'll be right back.
Stand by. Anita and Jim will be back. And if you want to talk anything about real estate, you know, you can call us 904-831-0600. The lines are open. So you can talk to Anita, find out what you need to know, want to know more about home inspections. This is the place. Between now and 6 o'clock, it's Rapid Fire Real Estate on Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM,
WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Republicans brought House Democrats' impeachment investigation to a halt as about two dozen GOP House members stormed into a closed-door deposition with a Defense Department official. The GOP maneuver delayed the deposition with senior Defense Department official Laura Cooper until mid-afternoon Wednesday, about 5 hours behind schedule. GOP lawmakers say, what are Democrats hiding? Police are reconstructing the final journey of 39 people found dead in a truck container in an industrial park in England in one of Britain's worst human smuggling tragedies. A police motorcycle escort slowly led the Scania truck out of the park as darkness approached, taking it to a place where the bodies could be recovered while preserving the dignity of the victims. On Wall Street, the Dow by 45 points, the NASDAQ rose 15, the S&P advanced 8, oil up to $55.97 a barrel. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good afternoon, I'm Nikki Whaley. JSO has taken a sexual deviant off the streets of Jacksonville. Deputies arrested a convicted sexual predator, Samuel Plant, for failing to comply with sexual predator requirements. Officials did not specify or elaborate on what Plant did. The warrant was issued on Wednesday for Plant for failure to comply. He was taken into custody Tuesday morning. A person has been hospitalized with serious injuries after being hit by a car this morning on the on-ramp from I-95 north from MLK Junior Parkway. The unidentified individual is being taken to UF Health. Traffic's been snarled up in the area due to that. And detectives are trying to figure out how human remains ended up in the Ocala National Forest. The Marion County Sheriff's Office says a hunter found the body buried under dirt and leaves. The ME will determine the cause of death and identity. That's Jacksonville.radio. News.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
You're seeing delays because of an accident on I-95 heading south before State Road 9B on the south end of town. Meanwhile, on the north side, there's an accident I-95 at the northbound ramp to Dunn Avenue, and there's a broken down vehicle on the west beltway 295 southbound before the Buckman Bridge. Mostly clear tonight. Expect a low 57. Thursday, partly sunny and breezy, high 79.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, October 25th at 8 p.m., see and hear country star Clint Black live at the Thrasher Horn Center in Orange Park. Saturday, October 26th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. And Saturday, October 26th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
School time is busy, so let Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street help out. Z-Best Tunis Restaurant, just west of I-295, offers dine-in or takeout. The original Kronos Euros, oysters, shrimp, fish, wings, and more. It's all at Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant. A pound of gizzards or livers is just $4.99, 30 jumbo shrimp for $9.99. And check out the new Sidewinder fries. Discounts for military first responders and school employees. Each order helps local schools. Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, on Facebook as Z-Best The Original.
Are you guys looking for a morning show that is fast-paced, entertaining, and gives you all the news without all the nonsense involved? Listen to Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Monday through Friday, right here on FM 101.1 AM 600, Talk Radio WBOB, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., Roger.
And we value your input as well, so feel free to call in.
That's right. Mornings from 6 to 9 a.m., Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, on FM 101.1 AM 600, Talk Radio WBOB.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And we have Kathleen on the line. Kathleen, how can we help you?
Hi. Yes, my husband and I are in our late 60s, and we are wanting to move out of our townhouse here in Jacksonville and move into one of the new home communities, but I've had mixed messages from people about the quality of the builders, such as I've heard of CEDA, Lennar, KB. I think that's some of them. Isn't that some names of builders?
That is, mm-hmm. Yes.
And we really don't want something really cheap. I mean, our cap is like $300, maybe $310. but I wanted something that's a little bit better quality. If one is better, that you can you even recommend such a thing for a ranch house?
I can, but are you going to move into a, you're thinking of looking into their subdivisions? Because it just really depends on price point and
right, some kind
an
of
area.
A subdivision with the new home community, if that's, I don't think they build new homes just randomly in other neighborhoods, do they? I just am
well,
thinking.
So we have independent builders that yes, yeah, so right. There's a slot of land, they'll build a house on it. So, okay, so you're looking for a specific subdivision. I will be happy.
No, I'm looking for the quality, the best builder,
yes,
like Sita or
correct.
Lennar. Or
yeah, Toll Brothers. Yes, they're
in a ranch style.
Yes, and I like them all, to be honest with you, but it just depends. It depends on location, where you're looking. But if you'll give AJ your phone number or email address, I will definitely have that conversation with you. Because they each offer different things. So it just depends on, because there's E-Town. It just depends on location and...
That's kind of the area. We're right now, our townhome is in 1 mile from town center. So we don't need to be this close to there, but we wouldn't like to be, way over in Fruit Cove or anything like that.
Sure. Sure, and E-Town is right off of the 9B, and so, mm-hmm. Yeah, the builders there are incredible, and they have, what are some of the other builders over there?
Oh, goodness, there's a bunch.
I know, there's so many, but I've got all that information at my office, and I'll be more than happy to share that with you. The pros
can
and the...
Can I come by your office since I don't live that far, or do you...
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, well, are you on Kernan or are you on Beach? Or
we are located at Beach and Kernan. We're in the public center, but we're on the Kernan side of the public center. Yes. So,
okay.
Yeah. Right near Milano's.
Right near.
What's the name of your real estate?
It is Realty Executives, Oceanside, and we are located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South. Suite 1, and the zip code is 32224.
Okay, so if I just came in and said I was interested in the E-Town community, you would have a lot of different options?
I do. I could go through the different builders with you and the pros and cons and whatnot with you. Absolutely.
Oh, that would be wonderful. So do I need to make an appointment or just come
yes,
over there?
Yes, and you can always reach me at 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Kathleen.
Thanks, Kathleen.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. And give us some ideas, Kirk, because I know there's people out there that are thinking, okay, I'm going to get ready to put my house up for sale with Anita Hiles, and what are some little things I could do before she does her pre-listing inspection?
Sure. So the first thing that I would say is that, and I'm not really trying to sell our services here, but it's just an idea, it's an option, is we perform what are called pre-listing inspections. So obviously trained professionals, trained inspectors, we can come in and let you know everything that we would call out during a buyer's inspection, and so that it's not a surprise once somebody puts their house in the market and then the buyer comes by with their own inspector and points all these things out. So that's an idea for some people if you want to spend the money. Inspections generally run between anywhere from $300 and $600, sometimes even more, just all depends on the property and which
square
company
footage.
You don't. Exactly. Yeah. But that's certainly an option. So past that, I mean, we would have to really kind of narrow down into each system. So we could talk about the roof, plumbing, electrical, HVAC, interior, exterior. What specific systems are we interested in?
Yeah, I always tell people that we normally will always do a pre-listing inspection. When we take a listing, it's just, it sells quicker.
Yep.
we get the house, you know, we usually don't even put it out on the market for about 2 weeks because we're getting it prepped. And a lot of times, you know, just doing little simple things like we were talking to Rich about, you know, the caulking and touching up little things in the house. For me, I always like to paint my baseboards. And so, you know, when I was in California, you know, my husband at the time was working graveyard shift. And this was after I retired from law enforcement. So I just figured, you know, he was out working. I'd start at night and start, you know.
Yeah.
Doing my baseboards and touching up, you know, the paint and making sure, you know, the grouts are clean and or if I need to regrout something.
If I could jump in. So with inspectors, our point of view, we're only worried about function and safety, right? So we're not so much worried about cosmetic things. But there's a ton of cosmetic things that you could do to make, you know, spruce up your house and make it more sellable. But I would say, just looking at some of the specific systems, I know one thing that always comes up during inspections, if the HVAC, the air conditioning system isn't working properly, then it's super easy to have an HVAC technician to come out and service that unit, clean it, replace the filter, make sure that all the refrigerant pressures are proper. That's an easy, you know, $100 that you can typically spend beforehand to have, you know, usually one system that you can kind of check off and say, okay, I know we're good for when we list the house and the buyer's inspector comes through. And you could probably look at each system just like that. So your kitchen appliances, you can clean the coils on the refrigerator, make it, you know, work better. The dishwasher, you can clean out the dishwasher, all the hard water buildup.
White vinegar goes a long way. Mm-hmm. And too, they have... you know, now they have special cleaner that you can buy. I always like running the white vinegar. I did that, when I just purchased. It's been about 6 months now. But when I first moved in, I ran all the appliances with the white vinegar. And then I went and got Refresh. Now, Refresh, it's not that expensive. You can get it at Publix or Walmart or any of these supermarkets out there. And it's great because you can put it in your... washer machine, and if it does not, it cleans it so well. And then they have the wipes, so you can get the rubber portion and clean that out. And I tell you what, it looked brand new. Mm-hmm.
There's another product, it's called Lemmy Shine, that I've heard of a couple times.
Correct.
I've never used it personally, but everyone swears by it. And you throw that in the dishwasher, makes it look brand
new.
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And
Lemmy Shine.
Yeah. Now that I know about all these things, you know, what I do is I've now I keep it handy at the house. And so, you know, quarterly you can do it and it just keeps, you know, your appliances. You know, the main thing is maintenance.
Preventative maintenance.
Yes. Absolutely. So that way, you know, when you are ready to sell, I always ask, you know, people will ask me, what should I do? Or, you know, I'm thinking about doing a room addition, or, you know, it's like your house is your castle. So you always want to make it look great. You know, so if you want to do upgrades, do the upgrades.
Right.
You know, if you want to, get new appliances, you should keep up with the times.
Right.
Because then that way it doesn't cost you a whole bunch that year that you plan on putting your house on the market, because it can get costly.
Huge task and a lot of money.
Yeah. And the main thing, too, is just a good deep cleaning. Mm-hmm. That always looks good. But, you know, I like also on the exterior of the house is painting the soffits and the front door, putting up that fresh coat of paint.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
And then if curb there appeal. Is dry rot, you know, replacing the wood. So the front is welcoming and it looks fresh. Call us. We want to hear what you guys look for when you're looking for, you know, these little details as you're walking up to the house and preventative things that we can do to our appliances and whatnot. So give us a call at 904-831-0600. I'm here with Kurt Stein with House Scan. And of course, Jim Schmidt with Lone Depot. And we should be coming up real quick on maybe a little giveaway.
Oh, here we go. How about that? All right. Yes. It's all right here. Rapid Fire Real Estate continues in just a couple minutes. Hang on in. Give us a call, too. Anita will be right back on WBOB.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, loan consultant from Loan Depot. As our nation's largest non-bank retail mortgage company, we continue to share our excitement and appreciation to serve our local community right here in Jacksonville. By combining our innovative, industry-leading digital solutions along with the best-in-class processing, this drives us to a better consumer experience. So whether you need 100% financing through VA or USDA loans, conventional loan products, first-time home buyer and down payment assistance, or renovation financing, myself and my local team have all of your lending needs covered. Call me today at 703-6162. Once again, 703-6162.
NMLS number 213362.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Easy to find at Realty.
Super easy.
Super easy at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And please go to my Facebook page.
Like it,
and follow it. I got great information on there.
Updates, information.
That's right.
Content.
I've got Loan Depot's information on there.
Yep.
I got house scans information on there. And
the
we
local
have,
people. We're here
we
to help.
We have JD on the line.
Hello.
Hey, JD.
How y'all doing today?
Great.
Excellent.
You've got.
Can you hear me?
I can. Well, you've got some pointers for us.
Yeah, I just was going to correct you just a little. You were really close. That is called AFresh, not Refresh.
Oh, there you go. AFresh.
AFresh, okay.
And that Lemmy Shine is way better than vinegar, particularly for your dishwashers, because it's a powder and you can put it in the detergent dispenser, whereas if you put vinegar in there, it'll actually go out in about 10 minutes, so it's not in the wash cycle very long.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Can
I like
you get
to do
this
both.
Stuff?
I do both.
Where do you get this Lemmy Fresh
in? I'm an appliance repair guy, and that Lemmy Shine I've been using and recommending to customers for 12 years, and I bet I get more compliments about that than I do anything else.
I am there on the way home. Where do I get it? Is it like at Home Depot and Lowe's? Is that where you get it?
No, you got to go to the grocery stores, but any of them,
okay.
Walmart, Winn-Dixie, Publix, they all have it.
All right.
What is the bottle around? About $5, $10?
No, actually, you can get a bottle for $3.50 for a small bottle and like $4.99 for a large bottle.
Done.
Throw a tablespoon on top of your detergent every time you run your dishes, and you'll never have a problem with lime scale in your dishwasher.
All right, my fiance, she's saying that we need a new dishwasher.
I'm
just going to go spend the $3.50 on the Lemmy Shine.
Oh, yeah.
Might be better, well,
let me tell you, let me tell you a quick trick. When you get a buildup in there, just fill the dispenser with Lemmy Shine and run it empty on the hot, high-temp cycle, and it'll take about two or three times, and honestly, it'll look brand new, and you'll be amazed.
That's awesome.
Now, I'm really excited.
Does that help with hard water stains on your dishes and silverware?
That's what I was about to tell you. If you have that scale build up on your glasses, you know how they get cloudy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can take that and double space them in the dishwasher, and about two cycles during that main wash cycle, it'll actually clear those glasses up.
Wow.
Perfect.
Perfect.
This is like earth-shattering information.
That's awesome. Right, thank you so much, AJ. I love those tips.
We're not sponsored by Lemmy Shine.
Yeah.
Not yet.
I'm not either, but I'm telling you, I've gotten a lot of business because I recommend that product. So
excellent.
You guys
That's cool.
Have a great day. And,
you too. Thank you
so much for your program.
Yes.
Thank you.
We have Sherry on the line. Sherry, you got some tips for our listeners?
Yeah. Yes. I was listening to some of the tips, and I didn't know a couple, so I'm going to go buy myself some Lemmy Shine.
Yeah, no kidding. Me too.
The couple of things that have worked really well for me, one is my daughter accidentally spilled purple nail polish all over the tile floor, and although it wiped up off the tile, no problem, it got into the grout. And so I found that you can actually buy grout paint, and they might call it Refresh, but it's paint. And it comes in all different colors. You can get it Floor and Decor, Lowe's, and it works great. It covered it right up. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Stain, you can't get out. It was like, oh, my gosh, what am I going to have to do? Am I going to have to chip grout out? Because it looked awful. But covered it right up.
My dad has passed, but... I love him to pieces, and he was a contractor, so I got to follow him around and everything. And I don't think he knew about paint grout.
I didn't either. I just was at Floor and Decor, told them my problem. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this happened. And they, they showed it to me, and they said if it doesn't work, bring it back. But it worked fine. It worked great.
That's awesome.
Now, do they have different shades of the grout paint?
Yeah. Yeah, white.
Since they have a whole palette.
Kind of the white, tan, brown, gray, all those, all the typical common grout colors. Yeah, there's quite a few.
That's awesome. Well, thanks, Sherry. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Awesome stuff.
In case your listeners don't know, I learned this too late. Not too late. I now use it, but I'm sure you all probably may already know this, is just a, the pumice stone for the toilets.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's like.
I've heard about it, but I've never...
It stain out, completely. It looks like a brand new.
I've always freaked out that it would scratch the toilet.
It's awesome.
Okay, what is that called?
It's a
pumice stone.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's like a rock.
I didn't even know. Yeah, and I thought it would harm, when someone told me about it, I thought it would harm the...
Like scratch the porcelain, right?
And it doesn't. It doesn't.
It's
perfect.
I have so many cool honeydew stuff.
I need one of those for the office.
That's awesome. Anyway, perfect. So I hope that helps.
Thank you so
much. Thank you.
Okay, we have time to, I think I'm going to buy lunch to, what was the place that we decided?
Firehouse.
Firehouse subs.
Firehouse.
I love a good Firehouse sub.
Oh my God, I had one today.
Mm-hmm.
I think I can eat it every day.
The Hook and Ladder.
Oh my God, it was so good.
Every day.
I get the Hook and Ladder.
Fresh ingredients.
Oh yeah.
And you like it hot.
And you're supporting the fire,
when
you're done.
So be our 10th caller. Be our 10th caller. At 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. And we will buy you lunch at...
Drinks and chips, whole nine yards.
Firehouse is a local company, right?
It is.
They were founded.
It was founded right here in Jacksonville, isn't it?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. But they went national, and they're pretty hot.
They are. Yeah. They are hot.
Look at that hot, hot, hot.
You have a great tip, because we were talking about it at break, about trees.
Tree limbs and vegetation around the property. So one of the most common things that we call out on, probably two-thirds of the houses that we inspect for buyers is vegetation too close to the house. locking all that moisture in, it could lead to wood decay, algae, moss growth on the house. Just trimming all that back a foot or two, great idea. Super easy as well. I mean, you can go out there and knock it all out.
Just a little bit of light, some airflow, probably take care of half the problems.
Exactly.
Not to mention the rodents. I think you were talking about the rodents going up in the trees.
Yep. So overhanging limbs. Now, that's going to cost a little bit more money. A lot of times you have to have a tree surgeon come out and cut these limbs back. But so that's going to do a bunch of things. So that's going to put a bunch of leaves and pine needles down over on top of your roof.
Rodents.
Yep. Bring rodents in. Rodents, awful. They're going to get in any nook and cranny, any opening up near your soffits and your eaves. So that's another important thing.
But the trees are just like a green light, right?
Exactly. Oh, they come just climb in. Right up.
It's a free ladder.
Exactly. So doing a lap around your house once a year is a great idea to just look around and see if there's any openings, see if there's any soffits that are sagging a little bit or any soffit vents, the screens that are opened up. And if you have any of that,
is one of the first things that I will write up on is if there's trees, a bunch of trees over a house, because it eats up the roof too.
It does.
So you can have a 20-year roof and then all of a sudden you're 10 years into it thinking you got ripped off, you know, by your roofer, and you didn't. It's all your trees are just damaging that roof up there.
Yeah, I've got a picture. We inspected a house maybe 6 months ago, flatter roof, but the entire thing had probably 6 inches of leaves on the top of it.
Oh, my God.
And the roof was only about 10 years old, and it was shot. I mean,
really?
Once they removed all the leaves off, it was completely shot. They needed a brand new roof.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Preventative maintenance.
Yep. Cut those limbs back, and you'll be in much better shape.
Yes. Yes. And you'll save.
Yep. Sometimes you spend a little money to save a lot of money.
You not only do you save, but usually we can market your house a lot better. You know, all of you guys out there, I know, go on Zillow, and you know, sometimes you go on realtor.com, all these sites, and you can see some of these pictures. Some of them are awesome. It's because we've prepped those homes, and then you see some that are just awful. And you know, we have to have a palette. The awful ones will sell for a lot less than what they're listed for. A lot less. And that's just the truth.
Not rocket science, right?
No. So if you prep your house and you take care of the obvious things, or I shouldn't even say obvious, but just those little things. I know in the house that I purchased, it was just a lot of little things. You know, so we spent an afternoon, you know, taking care of those things.
I'm going to go pressure wash my house with Lemmy Shine. Seriously.
Whoa.
Apparently this stuff is
this is the thing. It's A-Fresh.
Yes, A-Fresh and Lemmy Shine.
And let me shine. We're going to be like, all of us are going to go home and start scrubbing. I love it.
Like a cancer.
I appreciate each and every one of you, and appreciate that you listen to Rapid Fire Real Estate. And don't forget to start each morning with Ed Dean at 0600. He is the Superman.
That's right. Well, we do the Superman, but we've got music.
I know. We already got the music going. But yes, and go to my Facebook page and like it. Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And AJ, always a pleasure, my friend.
Well, thank you.
Good job, AJ.
Looking for
pleasure to be here with everyone.
Well, Jim, great to see you. Kirk, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I hope that we have something good to give away next week. We'll do it a little earlier in the show.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Well, it's the first. We're going to do it.
We're going to do it right here. It's Rapid Fire Real Estate on Talk Radio WBOB.